Under Eskom's load shedding regime, it's traditionally had four stages of load shedding, but now the intensity of load shedding could get a whole lot worse as Eskom has decided to have eight stages of load shedding, which could result in up to 8,000 megawatts of power being made unavailable at one time, causing untold economic havoc in the process. Well, to tell us of this development, I have my colleague and MoneyWeb contributor on the line, Antoinette Slabbert. Thanks very much for joining us, Antoinette. Eskom has introduced this eighth stage of load shedding. Just explain what each stage represents and why the utility has decided to move from four to eight.
Good evening, Nomsa. Yes, on the face of it looks quite scary. Just to give you an idea, Eskom used to have three stages, and later on it did three. The third stage has a 3A and a 3B. But what it basically boiled down to was in stage A, they have to push consumers representing 1,000 megawatts off the grid. In the second stage, it's 2,000. In the third stage, 3,000. And so it goes on up to, it used to be up to 4,000, and now it's up to 8,000. So now there's a possibility of users of 8,000 megawatts being kicked off, in other words, left in the dark. Now, to give you an idea of how much that is, at the moment, we are using about 30,000. So 8,000 out of 30,000 is a huge chunk. Mm. So I asked Eskom why they did this. And they said, remember, these load shedding schedules or load shedding as such is really a measure to protect the grid. When they don't have enough generation capacity, they have to do an organized or a staged intervention to protect the whole grid from collapsing. Mm. Because if the whole grid collapses, the country will be in the dark, and it could take up to 2 to 3 weeks to get the grid started again, because you have to start with one power station, and when that stabilizes, you add another, and so forth, and the whole process can take a real long time. So Eskom said, when they had the previous big load shedding period, the municipalities and Eskom together said they have to refine this regime. And this is how they did it. They provided for eight stages. Mm.
So under the new regime, what potentially is the longest period that areas could be without power for?
At the moment, it's only Eskom and Tshwane that have published load shedding schedules with eight stages on their website. So what I did was to look at my area on the Tshwane schedule. And if I apply that schedule to myself on stage eight, it would mean that I would have more than 12 hours of darkness per day. That, which is really scary.
Yeah, no, that
you
that
can
is...
imagine what the impact of that on a business would be.
Well, exactly. So Eskom did conduct some stage one load shedding on Sunday, I think it was. Are they providing daily status updates? How constrained is their system today, for example?
They didn't have any what I call system alerts today. They had one yesterday saying the system is constrained and it would be constrained for the rest of the week. They do also publish weekly status updates, and I looked at that. And in terms of that, for the whole week, they forecast most probably a shortage of 1,000 to 2,000 megawatts on average. But today we haven't had any load shedding at least.
As we speak now, what practical solutions is Eskom executing to address the shortage of coal issue? I know that the CEO did speak to it last week, Friday, when he gave that massive presentation. Just remind us what he was saying about it.
Yes, the CEO, Pakamani Hadidi, announced a nine-point plan to stabilise the situation. Now, I must confess, this is a bit forced. To my mind, it looks like doing what you have to do, just shape it into a fancy PowerPoint presentation to announce a nine-point plan. It seems like fixing coal stockpiles, which obviously they have to do. What they're doing in that regard is emergency procurement. I started with that a few months ago. It's not as if you can quickly buy coal off the shelf at Checkers. You know, you have to find the providers, you have to negotiate price, and at this stage the export price is also attractive to these coal miners. Mm. So it's not that easy. And then you cannot open up a new portion of a mine into ticks. You know, it takes time. So they have concluded some contracts, but Eskom says it only expects to stabilize the coal supply by March. So to get us from now to March with the rainy season in Mpumalanga where these mines and stockpiles are, that is going to be quite tricky. Eskom is also preparing the stockpiles. It becomes technical, but they're compacting some coal and, you know, doing that kind of preparation to hopefully see us through the rain without any further load shedding. But the situation is quite dicey at the moment.
Did I hear them right that between now and maybe around March, April time, when they hope things will have stabilized, that they're going to be spending something like 600 million rand? Is that right?
There's a lot of money, yes, that they have allocated to these plans. It goes it's even more than that if you include the maintenance and the repairs that they plan to do to stabilize the whole system. But, you know, Eskom is a huge, huge organization. They don't talk about thousands of rands. They don't talk about millions. They talk about billions. To give you an idea, the government guarantees that they have is 350 billion. It's an enormous amount of money.
Very quickly, Antoinette, the irony of it all really is that Eskom continues to go to the regulator, NERSA, to ask for tariff hikes. What's happening in terms of the next multi-year price determination application?
Yes, it is quite interesting. And you know, some people question the timing of crises often just before the regulator has to decide on a tariff increase, you know, sort of, if you don't give us the money, we can't solve this crisis. Whether that is strategic timing or not, we don't know. But there will be public hearings after Christmas about this new tariff application. And Eskom is asking for an additional 15% every year for the next 3 years. That is over and above the 4-point-something% they've already been awarded for April next year. And then there's another application that might add another percentage or two. We don't know. The fact is, we are in for a rough ride.
We really are. And can the economy afford it? But that's a rhetorical question. Thanks very much, Antoinette, for your time. As always, Antoinette Slebbert, she's a MoneyWeb contributor.